Jeremiah chapter 4. The second sermon continues. Jeremiah 4 verses 1 and 2. I am impressed with these verses. The blessedness of the Lord toward the nations seems to depend on Israel's return to the Lord. Jeremiah chapter 4 verse 3. Israel is urged to show their faith by their works. Break up your fallow, neglected, unseeded ground, and sow not among thorns. Plow deep and in the good ground, and do not waste the precious seed amongst the thorns. God wants fruit from our lives. He wants reality. Jeremiah 4 verse 4. He wants Israel to circumcise their hearts and not the flesh only. Jeremiah 4 verse 5. Jeremiah exhorts Judah to repentance. Severe judgment is predicted because of their evil doings. Jeremiah 4 verses 6 and 7. He saw the great destruction coming from the north, Babylon, Lion, at that time, and the nations at the end time. Jeremiah 4 verse 10. Ye shall have peace, whereas the sword reacheth unto the soul. This reminds us of the peace and safety slogan when sudden destruction shall come. Jeremiah 4:13. He, the enemy, shall come up as clouds, and his chariots shall be as a whirlwind. His horses are swifter than eagles. Does this not suggest aerial destruction? Jeremiah 4 verse 14. He admonishes Israel, wash thine heart, seek the Lord. Jeremiah 4 verses 19 through 31. Jeremiah's lamentation for Judah. He is heart sick over these severe judgments. His whole body suffers under that strain. Jeremiah 4 verse 22. Jews are known to be very intelligent, but God calls them foolish, without understanding, because they trusted in themselves and the nations instead of in God. Jeremiah 4 verse 23. Another war is predicted after this. Jeremiah saw it in a vision. This gives a description of Palestine after the war, darkness and devastation, the great and notable day of the Lord, Acts 2 verse 20. The Lord's presence will judge the earth at that great day of God Almighty, Revelation 16 verse 14. Jeremiah 4 verse 30. No makeup will pacify her former lover's hatred against her. Jeremiah 4:31. Severest suffering of Zion is described. Jeremiah chapter 5. The second sermon continues. Verses 1 through 18 show God's judgment upon the Jews for their iniquity. Jeremiah 5:1. The Lord is seeking a man that executeth judgment, that seeketh the truth. For Sodom and Gomorrah he was willing to save the cities for the sake of 10 righteous, but here he will pardon for one. God says, run, Rome, go about, Isaac Lesser and Martin Luther. Seek in the broad places. They refer to the public and marketplaces. Jeremiah 5:2. The true people of God are scarce. The people profess, but they do not possess. Jeremiah 5:3. But God, Christ, is the truth. He looks upon the truth. Therefore I have confidence in him. God has stricken them, but they have refused to receive correction. How important to be willing to take correction, though it hurts. What wonderful and practical lessons are in Jeremiah. Jeremiah 5 verses 4 through 6. Of course, the poor are ignorant, uneducated. They cannot produce a man that knows God's ways, but probably the great men can. No, they are the worst. They have broken God's yoke and bonds. They climb into heaven by their own achievements. They do not need God at all, not him nor his ways. Therefore, God shall slay them. Jeremiah 5, verses 7 through 9. God cannot pardon his people. When he fed them to the full, then they committed adultery. Jeremiah 5 verse 10. Although Israel's sins are gross and God reproves them severely, yet we see his mercy over and over again. He says, I will not make a full end with you. Jeremiah 5 verse 18. Jeremiah 5 verse 13. The false prophets are only wind, but Jeremiah's words become fire to devour them. God's word is a burning, consuming as to devour, fire. Jeremiah 20, verse 9. A mighty nation will destroy them and their land. Jeremiah 5 verse 19. This describes the contempt of God. They are disobeying God's orders and are full of civil and religious corruption. Jeremiah chapter 6. The second sermon continues. The spirit of prophecy sees the Chaldeans on their march. Clark's commentary. Jeremiah 6 1. The children of Benjamin are addressed and told to flee out of Jerusalem because of coming judgment. Separation is needed. Compare this with 2 Corinthians 6 verse 14. Jerusalem was portioned out to the tribe of Benjamin and later possessed by Judah. Both tribes dwelt in it. Jeremiah 6 verses 2 through 8. Zion is likened to a delicate woman, but judgment will come upon her. Jeremiah 6 9. The remnant of Israel will be gleaned as a vine. Jeremiah 6 verses 10 through 11. Their ear is uncircumcised. They refuse to hear the warnings. Therefore God's fury is full. Even the aged shall be taken. Is this not also a picture of today's massacres, Hitler's time especially? Jeremiah 6 verses 13 through 14. All are covetous. The messengers are false. They proclaim false peace. Their times of sufferings were fulfilled in a measure, but they do refer to the end time. Jeremiah 6 verse 16. God admonished his people to ask for the old paths, to hear the word of God. Jeremiah 6 verse 26. Again, Jeremiah calls his people that he loves so dearly to mourn. Jeremiah 6 verses 27 through 30. In other translations, the word tower is trier, tester, an assayer. But God's melting was in vain. Out came not refined, but reprobate, refuse, silver to be thrown on the junk pile. God uses other people to try us as he used Jeremiah to test his people. Jeremiah chapter 7, the third sermon, the temple sermon. Jeremiah 7, 1 through 10, 25. Jeremiah 7 verses 1 through 3. It is a message to religious Judah, a call to repentance. Jeremiah was the advance agent to tell the people of the captivity. He had to preach to backslidden people. They depended on the temple and were deceived by lying words, half-hearted worship forms, and show of worship, Clark's commentary. Jeremiah 7 verse 4. The temple of the Lord. The temple will not help. Only amending their ways will help. He talks like James. He emphasizes a practical religion. Don't say you have faith if you don't live like it. Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 8. He speaks again of the unprofitableness of lying words. How many people are trusting in lying words? Sometimes teachers from theological seminaries are deceivers. Jeremiah 7, verses 9 through 10. What a lie! Religious people say we are delivered, when the evil doings of their lives tell otherwise. Jeremiah 7 verse 11. Jesus spoke also of the den of thieves or robbers. Matthew 21 verse 13. Mark 11 17. Luke 19 46. Christendom is in that condition today. The hiding of religious sinners in the house of God makes it a den of robbers. It certainly took the power of God to deliver such a message in the house of God. Jeremiah 7 verses 12 and 13. But go ye now unto my place, which was in Shiloh. The ark falling into the hands of the Philistines may be applied to Catholicism, which also forsook God. For the iniquity of the priests, Eli and his sons, God let the ark fall into the hands of the Philistines, an example of God's judgment. Clark's commentary. God separated his people through the Protestant Reformation. He brought one messenger after another, Huss, Luther, Wesley, etc. Verse 13. But there has never been a revival in the Catholic Church. Jeremiah 7, verse 14. As God spoke to Judah concerning their destruction, he is also warning Protestantism today, Sardis. Compare the Laodicean condition of today. Jeremiah 7 verses 15 and 16. Even as God cast out Ephraim, the 10 tribes, so will he cast out Judah. he will also spew out indifferent Protestantism. There is no need of intercession. God will not hear. Jeremiah 7, verse 18. The idol worship of the Queen of Heaven, family idol worship, Clark's commentary, a Canaanitish deity, is a hint of the high place which Mary has been given by the Roman Catholics. The word Canaan means a trafficker. It brings good business. Jeremiah 7, verses 21 through 23. Obedience is demanded, and not sacrifices. Jeremiah 7, verse 29. Cut off thine hair. Now it is the latest style. Professedly, Jerusalem was like a Nazarite, Clark's commentary. Cutting of the hair was a sign of mourning and distress, Dr. Blaney. Jeremiah 7, verse 30. They polluted the temple as they did in Jesus' time, Jeremiah 7, 31. The Jews followed the practice of the heathen in the Moloch worship, the burning of human sacrifices, compare Acts 7, 43, and 2 Kings 16, 3, and 2 Kings 21, verse 6. Jeremiah 7, verse 32. Through God's judgment, Tophet, the valley of Hinnom, will be changed to the valley of slaughter. Jeremiah takes us clear down to Armageddon, the last war. The former captivities of the Jews are included. Jeremiah 7, verse 33. Carcasses, meat for the fowls, reminds us of God's supper in Revelation 19, verse 17. Jeremiah chapter 8. The third sermon about the temple continues, Jeremiah chapter 8, verses 1 and 2. The bones out of their graves will be exhibited to their idols, the sun and the moon, and these will be used as dung. It was out of utmost contempt, a general custom, Clark's commentary. Jeremiah 8, verse 3. Death shall be chosen rather than life by those whom God has driven in all places. Medical science prolongs life now. Jeremiah 8, verse 4. Nevertheless, there is hope. Hallelujah. Shall they fall and not arise? Jeremiah 8, verse 5. Yet Jerusalem is slidden by a perpetual backsliding. Jeremiah 8, verse 6. Without repentance, they asked, what have I done? Jeremiah 8, verse 7. The animal creation knows its time. But my people know not the judgment of the Lord. Jeremiah 8, verse 8. The wise men are upbraided because of their wisdom. The pen of the scribes is in vain. They know not what is written in the book of books, the Bible. They reject God's word. Jeremiah 8, verse 10. All are given to covetousness, and everyone dealeth falsely. Jeremiah 8, verse 12. The ministers of church and state claim false peace. There are so many peace talks and write-ups today. Jeremiah 8, verse 12. They are shameless and cannot blush anymore. They tell dirty jokes, are nudists, etc. Jeremiah 8, verses 13 and 14. God has to consume them and send judgment and starvation. Instead of wine, their drink is water of gall. Jeremiah 8, verse 15. People will look for peace, but behold, there is trouble. Jeremiah 8, verse 17. I will send serpents, a hint of the Antichrist and false prophet. Those Satan-inspired men will not be charmed. Jeremiah 8, verse 22. Why is health not recovered? They have gone too far. The wound was too deep. The balm in Gilead is the best physician. Physical or health education became a disappointment. God sent a balm, but it was not applied. A desperate state.